testosterone replacement therapy. Oral agents are rapidly absorbed by the gut and metabolised by the liver in the first pass effect and are therefore ineffective. Testosterone undecanoate is effective because it enters the lymphatic system and bypasses the liver. It's well tolerated, it gives good steady state levels, but unfortunately is expensive. Buccal agents have been used but are associated with poor compliance. Injectable agents are cheap, but they're painful and associated with high peaks and troughs due to weekly or even six-weekly administration. They're therefore associated with high desire and mood swings shortly after they're given. Testosterone may be given transdermally, either in the form of a patch, which is relatively well tolerated but associated with significant skin irritation in 50% of patients. Transdermal gel is better tolerated, only 10% is absorbed, and you have to watch for transfer from partner to the partner and to the children. A nasal spray has been developed but is currently not available for use. Finally, subdermal pellets have been the mainstay of treatment for some time and are relatively well tolerated. Side effects comprise erythrocytosis, breast tenderness, acne, gynecomastia, suppression of fertility, and some testicular atrophy. Contraindications comprise prostate cancer, breast cancer, pre-existing polycythemia, cardiac, liver, or renal failure, and caution should be exhibited in men with obstructive sleep apnea.